You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But today, everything costs more. So smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one proven platform, helping you reduce IT costs, maintenance costs, and manual errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
What is up, everybody? Happy weekend. Morgan here. It's the best bits. We're bitsing it up, as Kickoff Kevin just said as we came into the office. What's up, Abby?
What's up?
You excited to be on the best bits this weekend?
Of course.
We got some things to talk about. We're going to like kick it off with something that it's kind of dark, but more just like I felt like the worst person ever.
Oh, geez.
I know. I've had a lot happen in my life recently, so we just got to get to it.
Okay.
You ready for this?
Yes.
All right. Here we go. So coming in at number seven, we got an update from Eddie on his No Parenting Sunday situation, how that's going, if they're going to keep doing it, and that whole thing. And it just brought up for me, I felt like the worst cat owner ever. Now, let me tell you why.
Okay.
So I got back from our iHeart Country Festival in Austin. I was exhausted. And I napped all day Sunday. And Hazel and Rumi were kind of mad at me, which are my dog and my cat. And they're always mad when I get back from somewhere because they're like, you left us. You abandoned us. And they were kind of mad at me. But, you know, over the day, they came back around. You know, I was feeding them. Life was good again. Well, that night, I thought Hazel was still mad at me. This is the first time I had, like, full-on left Hazel, and like somebody had to stay over and Remy was there. It was like the first time for all of that. And so I just really thought she was mad at me, and normally she's out and about, but she wasn't. So I had put something in the pantry before I went to bed, and I closed the door because my pantry is always closed. I did not realize Hazel followed me in there.
Oh no.
And so I go to bed like normal, and I'm not thinking anything of it because I'm like, oh, she's just mad at me. And she doesn't typically sleep with me at this point. I've tried. She doesn't want to sleep with me yet. She just normally wakes me up. That's the only time I see her. But so like as I'm going to bed and all this is happening, me not seeing her is pretty normal. And then I wake up the next morning and I go and like open up the bedroom door or like go and open up her window to let her look out. And I'm not seeing her in the room that she typically sleeps in. I'm like, where is she? I look under the bed. She's not under there. I'm like, okay, maybe she's downstairs. So I go downstairs to start, you know, making their food or whatever. And she's not on the chair that she typically sits in. I'm like, where is this cat? And all of a sudden I walk into the kitchen and all I hear is this faint, meow, like so faint.
Oh no.
And I'm like, oh my God. And I open up the pantry door, out busts Hazel. And she's like, this freaking woman locked me in the pantry all night.
Oh my gosh, she was probably so confused.
Oh my God, this poor cat was probably meowing at me all night. I was so tired. I slept so hard. Like, did not hear anything. I think she had tried to jump up on my, like, recycling bins and stuff. So things were kind of scattered in there. And she had peed on the paper towels, which, like, my fault. My fault. Like, girl, pee where you need to pee. That's my fault. And I know she made commotion, and I just did not hear it. Yeah. Remy didn't even hear it. Like, Remy had, I don't think, slept much over the past weekend when I was gone. She doesn't sleep very well when I'm not there. And so I think she was knocked out. Like, nobody moved. And so when I went into the pantry, and as soon as I saw her bust out, I just collapsed onto the floor and I just started crying. I was like, Hazel, I'm so sorry. I swear this does not normally happen. I did not realize you. And she's become a little shadow. Like, she follows you in the kitchen because she loves food. Like, this cat loves food. and she will shadow you in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And I just did not think twice about it. And oh my God, when I tell you, like, I cried in that entire day. I felt so horrible. And she was fine after, like, she ran out and she just kind of looked at me like, what did you just do? And she doesn't normally eat overnight anyway, so that was fine. But she obviously didn't have her litter box and she didn't have water. So I'm like, for like 7 hours, this poor cat was trapped in this pantry, not knowing what was going on. And when I just tell you, I felt like the most horrible person in life.
I'm sure you did. But I mean, that's like an honest mistake.
It is. But like, this is a living, breathing thing we're talking about.
Yes.
And I am, you know, I call my mom, I call my dad. I was like hysterically crying. This is at like 4:30 in the morning, mind you, like right before I'm heading into work.
Oh my.
And I'm like panicking and I'm calling them and they're like, why are we getting woken up? And I'm sobbing. I feel like this horrible person. And they're like, Morgan, it's okay. Like, did you learn a lesson? And I was like, yes, I learned a lesson, but I didn't want to learn this way. Like, this is terrible. So I felt like the worst cat owner of my life.
But it's all, see, you'll never do it again. You'll never do that again,
never.
Right?
Oh my God, so, I have checked every time I go to bed now. I check every door. I'm like, where are you? I need to put my eyes on both of you. I had the same thing happen when I had Remy as a puppy.
Happened again.
I didn't lock her in a pantry.
Oh.
But I lived in an apartment at the time and it was all indoor. And so when we came in from outside, I would always let her run on my floor to like go to the door. It'd be like her little off-leash moment. And she'd always run there. And for like 30 minutes one time, I had thought she followed me in and she didn't. And then when like 30 minutes passed and I couldn't find her anywhere, I opened up the door and she's just sitting there like, yo, you locked me out.
Gosh.
I have a thing with doors, clearly. Like, yes. I just am not anticipating these cute little animals to be my little shadows.
So you're just not used to it yet. So that's probably what it is.
I'm used to it with Remy. That happened when she was a puppy, like in our first year. But yeah, this is the first, obviously, 3 months with Hazel.
Okay, shutting doors for you. Like, you have to leave them cracked
open
now.
I have to close them. You know why? Because both of them get into everything.
See,
like, the doors
thing.
Have to be closed.
Yes.
Or my trash would be everywhere. The food would be everywhere. Like, my clothes would be everywhere. Like, they would get into everything. So everything stays closed and everything's put behind those doors and cabinets. Because I've also learned Hazel can get into cabinets if she wants to.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it has to stay closed.
Okay. So. I don't know how to solve this. But that's the thing.
Yeah.
With, like, a dog would probably, like, Remy, if she was in the closet, what do you think she would have done?
Oh, she would bark and scratch. And
yeah.
I would have, it would have been very loud.
Right.
Hazel's meows are so soft.
I know. That's.
And I know she was meowing all night, so I know that's why it was so faint. And that it just broke my heart. I was like, I swear. And then I, like, gave her whatever food she wanted for the day. I was like, here, eat it all. Do you want to go for a walk? Like, I was trying to show, like, I swear this never is going to happen again. This shouldn't have ever happened.
You know, I bet she found a nice comfy spot. She fell asleep and then she just started meowing when she heard you.
I hope
coming
so.
Downstairs.
I do hope she fell asleep. But I mean, coming from what she came from, like, come on, Morgan. So I had my moment where I felt like the worst person ever. I'm still recovering from this worst person moment ever. Do you have one of these? Can you make me feel any better?
I'm like, oh, well, I was going to say, I don't think any of mine compare to that.
It's okay if they don't compare. I don't want anybody to compare to that because that was like, oh, but maybe somebody else has like done similar things with their animals. They feel really bad.
Oh, I'm sure
and this
that's
will help them.
Happened before totally.
You know, I hope not, but I,
well,
you know, I hope for at least maybe in a similar situation.
My thing that happened this week that I felt bad was I got a to-go order and it was just like you go up to the window to get it and they were like, do you want a receipt? And I'm like, yeah, so I can put a tip on it. And they're like, oh, we don't like have that. We don't have you like sign it. So I didn't give them a tip. I felt really bad because I always like to tip.
On the to-go order, where was this place at? Was it local?
Yeah.
What
it was a barbecue, Edley's.
Oh, okay. And they
South.
Don't allow tips?
Uh-uh. Not when you... Because I just get it from the window outside.
Yeah.
And I've never seen that. Usually you sign a, you know, the receipt. And they were like, oh, no, don't worry about it. But I'm like, I always liked, I just feel bad. You know, I like to give them a little something anyway.
Do you ever, because I worked to go for a while, so I will always give something. It's normally like $1 to $5 depending on how big the order is.
Yeah.
But do you ever tip like 20%? On to-go orders?
I usually do.
Yeah.
Or more. Because, I mean, it's just me, so it's really not that much anyway. It's usually like $10, you know, so...
So that's, we're the same. So it's like, it just depends on like if it's a $5 order, if it's a $20 order.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if they're really nice to me, like if they're like, hey, you know, welcome in. Then I give them more. But if they don't even like look at me or whatever, I'm like, okay, you get like a dollar.
So, like, it's all about the greeting.
It is. It really is. Because you're probably not expecting a tip. Because like when I was a server, you know, when someone tipped on a to-go order, it was like rare. Like they never did. And I was like, wow, I just put this in a bag. Thank you.
Well, so, and at least my experience as being a to-go person at Buffalo Wild Wings, we made minimum wage. We weren't below like servers were.
Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I do think to-go make, but I don't know that that's everywhere. That was a corporation, so it could speak a lot differently than local places. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how that works. I know. To-go. Because I just was a server and mine was like $2 an hour.
Oh, so, no, girl. You know? I started as a host and then I was a to-go person and then I was an expo and then I was a server. And as I was about to be a bartender, which is the thing I wanted to do the entire time, I went to college, so worked that whole time.
Oh my God, you worked your way up to not be able to do that. Yeah,
but I went through every level besides cook at Buffalo Wild Wings. And it's probably a good thing I wasn't cooking wings because I'm a vegetarian. That would not go over well.
I know, that would have been so weird.
Yes, but it's fun to watch them because as the expo, you would always be the food deliverer. Like, you'd always go and make sure everything's getting delivered. Mm-hmm. And so I'd always get to watch them make the wings. And so they'd always, because at Buffalo, they have all these different spins, like the sauces. And so they put them in these buckets and they'd be spinning them. That's how they make the wings on the sauces.
No way.
I don't know if they still do that, but that's how they did it then.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Because I never
did.
Big,
giant, like, specific bucket for each sauce. And then they dump how many wings they need, and whether it's the in-bone or the boneless, right? Those are the two different versions.
Yeah.
Or bone in. I said in bone. Same thing. And then they just, yeah, like pump the sauce in there and they shake them up really hard. It's fun to watch.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know that at all.
The more you know.
Yes.
And I will still eat at Buffalo Wild Wings. So I had a good experience there. That tells you.
That is good.
Will you still eat at the place you were a server?
No. Never. Ooh,
that's not good. So don't say their name.
No. I won't. Like, I get PTSD basically when I drive by.
Oh yeah, that's bad. Not good. That's okay. Well, Buffalo Wild Wings is safe.
Yes,
great experience there. But okay, fair. But yeah, yours definitely doesn't compare to mine. But I appreciate you sympathizing.
I try. I do sympathize.
Yeah,
but I think she was fine. I think she forgot about it already because you give her so much love other than that.
I hope so. I know dogs have very short-term memory. I think cats have longer-term memory, though.
But she's not holding a grudge?
No. Oh, no. She's been loving and wants to hang out all the time. But it did take a few hours after that. She was kind of like, what the? Like, is this my life now? And I'm like, no.
She's like, I never want to go back there, please.
Oh, gosh. Never. Aww. But, yeah. So it was a traumatizing experience for both of us, to say the least.
You're not a bad person, so. It's okay.
Oh, no, but you are watching the animals for me this weekend because I got a wedding.
Yes.
And I'm so excited to hear how it goes because Abby told me last time she was on Best Bits, she's kind of afraid of cats.
Yeah, I was like, oh, fun fact, I'm terrified of cats.
Yeah.
I guess because I didn't like grow up with one in my house. I've never lived with one. So I'm scared what they're going to do when I'm sleeping, I think.
Well, she's Hazel not gonna, doesn't like, bother me. You when you're sleeping. Okay. But if she hears your alarm, she may come in and check on you and be like, you awake? You going to feed me yet? Mm-hmm. She doesn't do anything at night. But she does have, like, sometimes she'll just start playing with toys in the middle of the night. Or she'll play with cabinets, which is why I told Abby she has to come over. And I have to, like, tell her what this sounds like. Otherwise, she's going to think somebody's breaking into the house.
Yeah, I'm glad you told me. But that's hilarious. Mm-hmm. But she like tries to get in the cabinets.
Oh yeah,
so it just sounds like
sounds like somebody's like open it constantly.
Yeah, I would have thought it was like a ghost or something. Honestly, I'd be like, okay, what's happening?
Oh yeah, this is why I'm prefacing. I did it to my girlfriend who watched them last weekend when we were gone, and she was like, "What is happening?" So reminder for me. I'm having a lot of learning lessons with having a new animal in the house.
Yes.
So I'm excited to see how this goes for you.
Me too.
Terrified of cats. I think you may fall in love with cats this weekend though, because Hazel's awesome.
What if I do? What if this is like a life changing moment for me?
I think honestly, it might be because she's so loving and she just loves people. When she kind of opens up that trust, she may hide from you all weekend. We do not know.
I hope not.
I know. I hope not either. But I hope she turns at least a little bit of your scariness away.
I would love that, honestly.
It would be super cute.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I'll keep you up to date. But I'll text you throughout the weekend.
Yes. And everybody, make sure to check on Abby. Make sure that she's not afraid of anything while she's watching the animals.
I know.
Oh, we did have Tennille Towns also on this week, who was awesome. She did a cover of Landslide and... I don't know about you, Abby, but like I got chill bumps. I loved that performance.
Loved it because it is so her own. No one else sounds like her. And that's what I love about her voice. It's so like distinct.
Yeah. And you know, if anybody like is hating on it or anything, like I just want to say a cover is meant to be a cover for a reason. It's not supposed to be the same song. It's supposed to sound different.
Right. That would be boring if they all sounded the same.
Yeah. Like when you cover a song, does it sound the same?
Usually when I do, yeah, because
I'm like, not like, not me.
I don't have like a super distinct voice, I would say, like Tennille. So mine are probably maybe a little boring, but I think hers is super amazing.
But if you were to record cover a song,
yeah,
like say there's a song that you choose and you decide to like record it for an album,
mm-hmm.
wouldn't you want to make it a little bit different?
Oh, yeah. That's like the fun part, to make it your own and be like, how can I make it different? Because you don't want it to sound exactly the same. You
because like if it's the same, I feel like it, you're just constantly comparing the two instead of it being like, this is totally different. It's a version of this song.
Mm-hmm. You throw in your own like flair.
Yes. Like a great example is Fast Car that Luke Combs covered on his new album. And it's so good, but it's so different than the original song.
Uh-huh.
And I love it. But I would at this point choose to put on Luke Combs' Fast Car version.
I would too. Oh my gosh. I really would.
Okay, I'm glad I'm not the only one.
His like gives me goosebumps. I don't know why. It just like brings you back.
It just feels like his voice on it just feels so perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, cover. If you could cover any song and you're going to record it, what is it going to be?
Dang. Oh, that's a hard one. Ugh. I got to think.
I mean, you do the Heads Carolina, Tails California. That is your kind of go-to song.
That is my go-to. I guess I could do that one. I like slower songs. You know, I used to sing Landslide all the time, too.
Really?
But now I'm like, I'm not going to attempt that again.
Not choosing that one.
It has been done the best way it can. Desperado from the Eagles. Like, that's one of my favorites.
I'm going to be honest for one second. I thought you said Despacito, and I was like, I mean, I'm not sure how that's going to go.
Despacito. Okay, country version of Despacito.
How does Desperado go by the Eagles?
Don't your feet get cold in the wintertime? The sky won't snow and the sun don't shine. It's hard to tell the nighttime from the day.
I don't think I've heard the song before.
Really?
I don't think I was exposed to a lot of Eagles music, though, so that's probably why. But when you sing it, it sounds beautiful. So now I need to look into the song.
Yes.
See, that's what covers do. If you've never heard it before, maybe you go listen.
I know.
Like me, very jaded Eagles player.
Wait, you're jaded?
Well, like I just don't understand.
Okay, yeah. But that one is definitely like.
Listen, I use a lot of words out of context.
I was like, hold on.
And that may not be what jaded means. Which is really funny we say that because my sister sent me a hilarious article that I'm going to read at the end of this Best Bits that is going to make you laugh about the fact that a lot of people have a hard time with the English language.
I don't think you meant jaded. I'm not sure.
I'm very naive.
Yes.
There it is.
Yeah, that's better.
Naive to like the Eagles music.
Means you're just like so tired of it.
Yeah. Like okay. I'm not them. That. I haven't even gotten that to that point. I'm just naive. I don't know anything about the Eagles.
Yeah.
Besides Vince Gill. Isn't that the same one?
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Well, yeah. He went into the band.
Yeah. He's part of it.
Yes.
See, Vince Gill, I know. Country music, I know. The Eagles. Pretty much every other genre, I don't. But yeah. Okay, yeah, that's fun. I like it. Well, I want to talk about something because she got to record a new album on a train while she was living on a train for like 15 days and just crazy experience. And the way she talked about it was super cool. What's something that you hope to do in your lifetime? It could be anything in the world. It could be as bizarre, as crazy as you want it to be. What's the one thing that you hope to accomplish in your lifetime?
I want to like backpack like across the world.
Ooh, I feel that.
Like Europe. I'm saying like don't even have a plan. Just like fly over there and just be gone like 6 months.
Yeah.
I would love to do that.
Ooh, I feel that.
You know,
what would be the first place you start?
I'm going to say Switzerland. It's so pretty.
You know who has a house there?
Who?
Shania Twain.
What?
Yeah.
She does not.
Yeah, she does.
I'm so jealous.
Right? So you can go see Shania.
Okay, that right there.
And backpack all over. Where would you end?
See, I don't even know. Because like, I don't even want to just stay in Europe. Like, I want to go all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Every continent. That's what I'd love to do is visit every continent.
I'm with you.
Australia.
Like, I would do this with you. I genuinely, there are some days where I'm like, can I just quit everything and go travel the world?
Yeah.
If I could bring Remy and Hazel with me to literally travel the world, I know I can do it United States. Like I could probably find a way to make that work. if I could bring them with me to go travel the world, I would do it in a heartbeat. If somebody gave me $1 million and said, you can go travel the world with your dog and your cat, do whatever you need to do, I'd be like, yes, I'm out. I'm see you later.
That is a dream, like a dream.
Right?
I can't even imagine. Yes.
So cool. Like just seeing all the different places. Like my entire like feed most of the time is like travel stuff. I'm like, y'all need to quit that because
that's it's hard
like
to look at.
Is it like wanderlust, whatever? What's the word for like
I think it's wanderlust. Yeah.
Like have a
like you just want
a feeling. You just want to go.
My friend that's like our age, she quit her job last year, bought an RV and traveled for 6 months around the US.
That's
and
so
I was like,
cool.
Oh my gosh. She had the best time ever.
I want to do that so bad.
I do too.
Ray and I often, every time Ray's on, we somehow get on these tangents of like how we don't want to like get to a point of retirement and like that's when we do it all. Like we want to do it now. But you know how hard that is? Like
it is really hard. Mm-hmm. It's like, when do you have the time to do that? Unless you quit your job.
Right. Yeah.
And you don't want to do that. If you have your dream job, why would you quit it?
Yeah, right?
Yes.
But if somebody gives me a couple million, lets me travel through Remy Nasal, I'll be like, well, sorry, gotta go.
I'm going. Yes.
I'm just putting that out in the universe for both of us.
Okay. how are we going to get the million? I think winning the lottery is the only way. I don't know who's going to give us $1 million.
I may have to start playing, same way Lunchbox does, and just like, you know, let's go.
Oh my God, please do, and then you win. You just start playing and you, oh man.
I went and bought a lottery ticket one time because I didn't get in on like the office one, and I was like, you know what, I just want to go and buy it, and then it'd be a hilarious story if I ended up winning, but I didn't, and I ended up paying more money than I wanted to, and I was like, I'm never playing the lottery
again. That's how they
I won nothing.
Yeah,
it was stupid.
You think you're gonna win the first time?
Yeah, that was genuinely my feeling. I was like, but honestly, I was just doing it for the plot. Like I didn't really actually want to play the lottery. I just wanted to do it to win and come on the show and be like, guys, I won.
But nothing.
I won $0. Stupid.
Not even $5.
And I meant to spend $20, and somehow I managed to spend $40. Don't ask me how that happened. I have no idea what happened in the gas station. It's like I blacked out when I was like, I need lottery tickets. He's like, oh, here. And then he had already pulled them. And I was like, well, I feel like that's bad luck if I don't buy them all.
It probably is. Well, I guess not really, because you didn't win. But you know what? Somebody told me that you at least win a minimum of how much you spend. And I'm like, that's not accurate.
That's not at all true.
I was very excited. I was like, oh, I'm going to spend $20 on this scratch off. I have to win at least 20. And I won $0. I was like, they lied to me.
Yeah. Who told you that?
I don't remember. I really don't.
I feel like that's some Lunchbox logic.
I don't know why. I think Scuba Steve told me.
What?
But, I'm gonna check after this. So I think it was. We were talking about lottery tickets. So he's like, you're guaranteed to win what you spend. Unless
there's literally no guarantee
on
any of it.
No, that's not what the lottery is. Otherwise, everybody would be playing because you would never lose.
Yeah, because then you just gain money. No.
Maybe they were messing with me.
They're probably trying to get you to spend some money.
And I'm like, oh, okay, because I believe them.
Well, when you're naive lottery players, what do you know?
Yeah, I'm just trying to get advice from the guys that know.
Right? No, they mess with us all the time.
Yep. I think he was.
So that's the other thing you and I hope to do in our lifetime is win the lottery so we can shove it in all our faces.
Oh, that'd be awesome. I can't wait for that day.
You know, this is honestly what it kind of like relates to this. Like what I really want to be able to do is go through a portal to like another planet or another time.
Ooh, a portal.
I hope that happens in our lifetime where the technology to create portals happens. I've always had this theory that basically everything we see in the movies will someday come true. It's just a matter of time. And so, I mean, you see portals all the time into other worlds, to other timelines, to go to freaking Australia from the United States.
Yes.
And I would just love the experience of that, like, technology being here for people to have such cool experiences and it not cost an arm and a leg. And you just have to, like, go through a portal. And it's, like, so accessible to everyone.
Uh-huh.
Like, that would be so cool to experience in my lifetime. Even if I'm, like, 95, I'm about to hit the grave.
That's the last thing you do?
Yeah, I'm like, this is on my list to do. Like, I have to go through a portal.
That would be awesome.
Right?
Well, that does bring me, why are flights still like 20 hours across the world? Do they not have a better system? We can't get on like some supersonic plane or something?
I think we have the technology, but it's being used in warfare. It's not being used for civilian life.
I guess what I'm saying is, can we let us use them too, please?
Right.
Yes. Like I don't want to sit on a plane for 20 hours.
I mean, you have to know that technology is beyond what we know because like we get like little like bits of it, right? When they're like, oh, the flying car is here. And like there's somebody that's created the flying car. I'm like, listen. we're seeing the flying car in the news. I don't want to know what's not in the news because I know there's more technology behind that that we aren't seeing about and they're not telling us about.
Right.
You know, because they're finding ways to monetize it.
Uh-huh.
Make us pay for it.
And they probably have to do like safety tests and all that.
Yes. I do want to be safe. Like, don't give me something that's not safe. But like, also, let's not keep it to, you know, and try and monetize the crap out of it. Let's just like let people see the world.
Right. We only have so much time on this earth.
Yeah.
Let's get it moving. We have things to do.
It's all a lie. Everything's a lie.
I know. I do like that, though, about the portal.
Right. Good idea. Mm-hmm. Portal and traveling, which are, you know, we're on the same wavelength.
Yeah.
We're there together.
Yes.
And you know what I really appreciate about us right now? Is that we both chose things that are not at all work related.
Right.
Because I've noticed that so many people get wrapped up in the idea of, I love what we do. I have so many goals in what I want to do. But like, I also have goals outside of my work life.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to keep it that way. I would love to, most of my goals to be personal because work isn't life. And we've been led to believe that work is life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not. So I'm so proud of us right now for sitting here and like of all the things that we could have chosen, we chose two things that are not at all related to that tether of our lives.
Me too.
That proud means of us.
That we also know we don't want to like work our life away. And
no.
That we want to like
live our
so
lives
much out there.
Yes.
That we don't see. But like during the week, we're just thinking about work.
Yeah.
But it's like outside of it, you're like, okay, there's also more to life that you need to also see.
Yes.
And prioritize.
Exactly.
And balance.
Which is why I'm so proud of us, Abby.
Look at us go.
High five. We're in the studio, so we can actually.
No, we're not. Go. We got
barely,
it.
We
okay.
barely hit it.
Look at us.
Hey, guys. You know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
All right, it's time to talk iHeart Country Festival because we were in Austin last weekend and you and I just had a freaking time. Now, coming in at the number five spot is young listener LJ, who, if you guys remember, like months ago, called into the show and his mom was surprising him with tickets to the festival. And Bobby's like, well, hey, come hang out with me backstage. So he basically had this whole epic weekend in Austin, and all those pictures, like his mom sent me all these pictures that we put up on our website. So they're all up at bobbybones.com, and anybody can like go relive iHeart Country Festival through LJ, which is pretty cool.
I know.
He's a really cool little kid, and that's it was so cool to get to meet him and that whole family. But I want to talk iHeart Country Festival because you and I had some funny experiences.
Yeah, what in the... Yeah, we did.
Yeah, and I say that because you and I were hanging out with the guys most of the time, which is why those experiences were very interesting.
Exactly. Anything with them it just turns into what is happening.
And one of those being that I really wanted to see the bats come out from under the bridge.
Uh-huh.
And we had left a party. So Friday night, we had two parties that we had to go to. One was like the pre iHeart Country Festival party for like radio people, basically, and some advertisers. And then another one was for all of the label people, and then that we also had to stop at. So after the first party, we were walking to the other one, and we were right by the bridge. Do you know what the bridge was named?
The Congress Street Bridge.
Yeah, like the iconic bridge of Austin.
Right. Yes.
That's what I'm going to name it.
Yeah.
And apparently bats come out from there like every night at dawn. Dusk.
Dawn. Oh my gosh. I just had this conversation the other day. I was like, wait, which... Dusk.
Dusk.
Dawn.
They come
out
at night, basically, before as the sun's going down. And I got really excited because we were leaving at the time that that was happening, and the bridge was right there. And so Eddie's like, oh, yeah, the bats are probably going to come out in like 5 minutes. I was like, I've always wanted to see. I've been to Austin, I don't know, a handful of times now, and I've never gotten to see the bats. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, my God, we're right here. Let's go see the bats. So we walk over there because I'm listening to Eddie. Abby, how long did we stand at the bridge for?
Oh, 45 minutes?
Yeah.
At least?
Yep.
45. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did the bats ever come out?
No, they did not. But they said that they were about to every 5 minutes.
Every 5 minutes. We did a TikTok live video because I was like, oh, this is hilarious. And these two, I'm not kidding you, probably every other minute. And there was multiple people standing at this bridge, right? So it wasn't like we're standing there and nobody's there.
Right. There were a lot of people lined up.
It was packed. Mm-hmm. And so every time they'd be like, oh, the bats are coming. Here they come. Here they come. For 45 minutes.
I'm sure the people in front of us hated us. I really do think so.
I think they were really glad when we decided to leave.
They were so annoying. Mm-hmm. Lunchbox at one point was like, are we the annoying ones on the bridge right now? I was like, yes, you have been the whole time.
They are always the annoying ones. Let's put that there. That's just how they act. And that, you know what's funny is what I've noticed, and I love this about my dad. Whenever we go in public, he has like a stage, right? My mom calls it his stage when he's around us girls. It's like he gets up on his stage and he like does all his jokes and he's so excited.
That's so cute.
And he does it in public too. I think it's a dad thing. Uh-huh. And what I'm picking up on is Lunchbox and Eddie, when they're in public, have this stage that they like to go on.
Yes.
And it's a very dad thing to do. I'm not going to tell them it's a dad thing because they're going to be like, oh my God, Morgan's talking about a dad thing. It's endearing. I love when my dad does it. It's hilarious. Uh-huh. But like when these two do it, I'm like, you guys are a bunch of hooligans.
No, it seriously was like they were doing a skit.
Yeah.
I'm not even kidding. And they in front of a crowd, like they were like, oh, you see that? That's the bat.
It's literally Beavis and Butthead in real life. I'm not even kidding. That's what they do.
The whole time I was like, who are they talking to?
themselves the whole time. So that was the bats. Did you have anything else you wanted to add about our bat experience?
No, but they'd be like, oh, there's one right now. And it was just like a regular bird. And then they're like, no, you got to watch for one because it's the leader. And then all the rest will follow. They're like, there's the leader. It just everything about it.
The experience was not good. So next time, if we ever come to Austin and somebody wants to actually help us see the bats, let Abby and I know.
Yeah, seriously.
We are not going with Lunchbox and Eddie.
Nope.
What else happened? Oh, that second party we went to, they had a candy bar.
Oh, okay. Yep. It was like a closet full of candy. You can just go in and get anything you want.
And they had an ice cream machine and they had, okay. So I know what I did. I want to know what you all chose. Okay. So what I did was I had a little cup. And what we learned was we were in like the place that iHeart had like rented out for this party was like a private bar that mm-hmm. people have to like be at. So now we understand why there's a candy bar there.
Yes, it was like an exclusive club.
Yeah. So it makes sense why they have a candy bar. I'm like, most bars wouldn't like just put out a candy bar. So I want to know what your choices were in this candy bar. So what I had was peanut M&Ms. I had Airheads, Snickers, Twix, Kit Kats. Listen, I had a cup that I put everything in. Kit Kats. I had a sour straw. And then I had ice cream, which I got from the soft serve machine with fudge and caramel on it. And then I had an oatmeal cream pie. And those were my choices from this whole crazy bar that we had.
What a mixture.
I did. And let me tell you, that oatmeal cream pie saved my life Saturday night because we got back from the festival and I had like not eaten anything. and I did not want to go find food. So I got back to my hotel room and that was my dinner. It was an oat milk cream pie.
And the fries. You did get fries.
That was Friday night, though. But this was Saturday
night. The next night, yes.
After a whole crazy day that we had. Like, I had two breadsticks, like, at 5 o'clock. And then when I got back, it was like 12, and I ate an oatmeal cream pie. That was my dinner.
And you were probably very excited to see that oatmeal cream pie.
Oh, my God. I was so happy I saved it. I was so happy.
Because once you get in late, like, you're like, I'm starving. I want anything. And yeah, I had my cup of candy.
And you don't want to go find food because you don't want to, like, especially in a new town, you're like, I don't want to go search all over the town for it.
Right.
So I'm glad you ate yours. What was in your cup of candy that you had? Ooh,
I had chocolate or Hershey's Kisses. I had Skittles. Sour gummy worms was the main part. I just got, like, my entire cup was full of sour gummy worms. And then remember I put it in my purse?
Yes.
And then we were waiting for the fries and it, like, knocked over and I just had candy.
The Skittles was everywhere.
Yes, they were everywhere.
Okay. And you didn't get ice cream.
I didn't. No.
Yeah,
I just wasn't feeling the ice cream. I don't know why I wasn't feeling it. I guess just like mixing like dairy and alcohol. I don't know. Even though I love Bushwhackers, which is dairy
literally mixing dairy and alcohol.
I don't know why I do the things I do. I've told you this before. I don't know why I don't like the things I don't like. I'm really weird.
You know, you were eating fries. Did you eat the fry butts when we were? Because I had the fries.
I had nowhere to put them. Oh my God! And I didn't just want to throw them on the street.
Oh my gosh! You didn't even think about it until this moment that you ate the entire fry.
I ate the entire fry in that moment.
And you had multiple fries. We were also all a little intoxicated Friday night.
So I guess I didn't care. I was like, yeah, just eat it. Yeah.
When
I
you had the homes. Fry butts. I'm so proud of you. Who are you?
I didn't want to litter fry butts around Austin.
There would have been a trail of fry butts from the fry place back to our hotel room. And somebody would have been like, is that the fry bandit? Like, who was here?
Oh my gosh. Wow. I did. That's crazy.
You did. I caught you.
Okay. It can be done.
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
It can be. You just need a little liquid courage.
That's true.
Also, the guys dragged us into a jazz room, which ended up being really cool.
Uh-huh.
It was called the Elephant Room.
Yeah, the Elephant Room.
And we were in like this random jazz room after this Friday night. Friday night was really the more fun festivities. Uh-huh. Saturday was like work. We were working.
Right.
But we were in the Elephant Room and it was really cool. It was like we were underground and there was jazz music playing.
That was real. I wasn't expecting that. They're like, you want to go in here? We're like, okay.
The best part though was when Lunchbox texted and asked for it. So at that point it was Abby, me, Eddie, and Scuba.
Mm-hmm.
And we were all just hanging out, whatever. And then Lunchbox texted me and was like, where are you guys? And I texted him back and he showed up and Eddie and Scuba were like, how did you know we were here? And like, he like played it off. I'm like, dude, guys, I texted him.
Yeah.
Like, why do you think on any level that Lunchbox would somehow wander into an underground jazz bar?
He would never in his life do that.
Never. Right? But this is my extra tea to spill. And I want to know if you also had this experience. But I can't tell if Lunchbox and Eddie are just cheap or if they're lazy. And let me tell you why.
Both.
So we were all together like multiple times this weekend. And for breakfast Saturday, I paid for my breakfast with Lunchbox. And for the jazz room.
Oh, my gosh.
I tried to pay. Even though my card like declined because it was like, where are you at? What are you in the jazz room in Austin? Which my debit card has never been declined. So that was an interesting experience. But I was going to pay for all of us, not only for our covers, but for our drinks.
Mm-hmm.
And at no point in time did the guys ever try and pay in these situations. And on my Uber home, like back to the airport from our hotel, I rode with Eddie and I also paid for the Uber.
Oh my gosh. I remember when they set the check down and I was just kind of like, both, they acted like they didn't see it.
Yeah.
They did the whole like, look around, you know.
They pulled the girl move on a first date.
Yes. Yeah. I was like, what is going on? And then you were like, oh, I'll get it. But then it declined. And then people just sat there. Because I was going to, but I was like, no, I'm going to see what the guys do.
Yeah.
I'm going to wait and see.
And they did not. Like, Eddie didn't at any point in time try and pull his card out.
They don't. What is, why?
And so I don't know if it's because they're cheap or because, so here's the thing. When we go on these work trips, we can write everything to the company and they pay for it as long as it's like genuinely part of, mm-hmm. what we're doing. And so I was like, okay, well, this is, you know, like work drinks. I'll just write it, send it into the company. I don't think they want to send in receipts.
No, they
to
don't
get
want
this
to
done. So like, even though they wouldn't have to pay for it, I don't think they want to have to send in the receipts.
Yeah, it's just extra work. They have to like take a picture of it, go in, fill out the form. Yep.
Mm-hmm. So I cannot tell which it leans more of, if they're more just cheap or if they're lazy.
They always do that. And you know what they did in Vegas for me?
What?
They ordered all the really expensive stuff. And I try to stay within budget because they only give us so much per day.
Yeah.
You know, they went crazy. Like they were buying like really expensive drinks, like a expensive steak. And then they made me split it three ways.
That's rude.
Yes. Oh, I didn't even bring that up. I didn't even turn.
That's
right now.
Rude.
I know.
That is rude.
Yes. They were like, so then mine was maxed out, like at my max for just one meal. And I was like, thanks a lot, guys. Like I'm over here worried about budget. And then they split it three ways so that theirs goes down. Ugh.
I don't understand them.
I don't either.
I'm glad I'm so not right the only there. One that with this experience, though.
Oh, I'm sure. That, yeah.
And that's rude.
No, I know.
I feel like you should. I feel like you should tattle on them. I feel like that's some spill the tea.
Can I? Is it too late?
No. Listen, call them out. They deserve that. I tried to call them out. This was a rejected segment. I tried. My other tea got spilled about Lunchbox making me carry his bags. So I already had one tea to spill.
That was a good one. Teas. I should have turned mine in too. Because guess what? He did the same thing. He made me carry his when I got to the venue with him.
Are you serious?
Yes. He was like, can you go put this somewhere? And I'm like, can you not? But I was like, my job is kind of to help everybody. So like, you know.
Okay. But isn't it mostly to help Bobby though?
Yeah.
It's not to help Lunchbox.
Yes. I let it slide. But now that I look back, I'm like, wait a minute. You did it to Morgan. Now he did it to me. Okay. Ugh.
I just, you know, Now I'm just going to sit here angry.
Yeah, I'm going to. Can we change the subject? I am starting to get a little mad right now because we're both experiencing the same thing.
On a brighter note, not only like we talked a little bit about our flight back, but not only did our flight back from iHeartCountry was crazy because it was Eddie, Scuba, me, Kane Brown, his wife, Jordan Davis, Mitchell Timpani.
Oh, my. Geez.
All on our flight.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
I had no one on mine. I went later.
You did go later. You wanted to go explore a little bit. But yeah, it was crazy. I've never been on such a star-studded flight before.
Seriously. Did any of the other passengers like act a certain way? Like, did they try to talk to them? Or like,
the only interactions I saw happening were with Kane Brown. I saw a lot of people go up to Kane Brown.
Oh, they did? Mm-hmm. What did they say?
Like getting pictures with him.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I did see that happen a lot.
Interesting.
But not the other ones, but it could have happened. I just didn't see it. I just saw Kane pretty much the whole time we were around him when we were sitting like waiting for the plane.
Yeah.
They got there pretty early. Like, shout out to them. They got there earlier than I did, which is also another funny thing. Scuba wanted to get there like 2 hours before the plane. Mind you, this was an early flight, okay?
Oh my God. Yeah.
I do not get there. I also have TSA pre-check. I made sure of that. Uh-huh. Like, I'm very, that helps me. But we were sitting in the lobby and Eddie and I were like, okay, let's leave at like 6:15. Our flight left at 7:40. Okay. It took about 15 minutes to get to the airport. Mm-hmm. And Scuba's like, no, I'm leaving at 5.
What
and
in the
like,
world?
Sir, I'm not getting up to go ride to the airport with you at 5 a.m. And I can have a whole other hour of sleep. And sure enough, they ended up going. They didn't go as early as 5, but they went at like 5:30. And Eddie and I left like 6:10. And we got there like probably 5 minutes after them.
Oh, my gosh. So yep. It did nothing.
So this is, you know, TSA pre-check, worth it.
Yes.
One. And two, if you have TSA pre-check, don't go to the airport so freaking early.
Right.
I saw Scuba like shopping. He's like walking up and down shops. Like he's like, I have to make it back on this flight. I'm like, Scuba, so do I. Like
you're
we
gonna
all
be
have
good,
to
though.
Go back.
Yeah. Why are some? It's really funny. I feel like there's like two types of people in this world. There's ones that want to get there like over 2 hours early, and then ones that just right then. Like, I don't need much time.
I also feel like that's a dad thing. I'm not going to lie. Because my dad always wanted to go to the airport early. He's like, we have to make sure we have plenty of time. I'm like, we will have plenty of time if we go at this time.
That is true. Every guy in my family is always like that.
Yeah, I think it's a guy versus girl thing.
Yeah. I'm like last minute. I'm like, I only need like 20 minutes.
Well, yeah, I'm like, let me grab a water real quick and then I'll be there. Uh-huh. Especially if I'm like in the B group. I don't even need there right at the time it starts boarding.
Exactly. They do like the family boarding too in between. So you have plenty of time.
Like, I don't want to hang out at the airport. What are you guys doing? Like people go and like eat at the airport. I'm like, no, I'll eat at home and then I'll like come here.
Yes, I don't want to like hang out there all day.
Some people do though.
That's funny though.
You're right. There are two types of people. And I would argue that it is a little bit of a guy versus girl thing. So now I'm very curious if there's any women out there who like to get to the airport like so early.
Because I personally don't know any that I can think of.
I don't either.
They're like,
maybe it's like an international flight. Cool. I'd probably get there early because I'd be a little bit nervous about everything, especially if I've not really done it before. But domestic flights? What?
Yeah.
Like, no. I even like check the traffic. I'm like, oh, I got 20 minutes right on the dot. Like, this is how long it's going to take me.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Two types of people. There are. Well, we are going to talk about some fun things. A homeless guy gave Eddie a duck. So Eddie drives a Jeep. Ducking Jeeps is this whole big thing, which I don't know how he didn't know this because I ducked him, which I mentioned in the segment. Like, I ducked him and he threw away the duck. Like, he knew Jeep ducking was a thing.
Yeah, what did he think it was?
I think Eddie is kind of like Dory and has a little bit of short-term memory loss sometimes. Yeah. And I think that's part of having kids, too. I think there's some things that just leave the bank and they never come back. And so I had ducked him before, which was a funny thing. But it made me think about this because, like, most people don't understand the hype about Jeeps. And I totally get it. Unless you drive one and you're in kind of the whole vibe of it, what do you care? And why did you're like, why are people waving at each other? And why are they giving each other ducks? Like, it's so cool to be in it. I love it. I love waving at people. And I love when people give me a duck. It's like my favorite thing in the world.
Yeah.
Hence why I like did a whole spree of like, I did like over Christmas time, I went and ducked a whole bunch of people after I got my first duck.
See,
it was like
so
this
fun.
Whole thing. Yeah. It became a whole thing. But what's something that people obsess over and you just don't get it? I mean, because there's a lot and you can list a bunch. It doesn't just have to be one. But I know Jeeps are one for some people. They're like, I do not understand this hype. I love my Jeep, though. I get the hype.
Well, I have one right off the top of my head. It is like TV shows that people obsess over that I don't understand. I never get it.
You're so funny with TV shows.
Why am I like that? I miss every question and trivia on TV shows and movies. Like, I don't understand the hype over things.
You're not a pop culture person. That would be the better way to describe it.
I guess so.
Because you don't like TV shows, movies. You don't really like magazines. Do you like spend a lot of time on social media?
Not as much as many other people.
Yeah.
It's like people that we work with, obviously. But I feel like in radio, you do have to kind of be like pop culture up to date.
Like you're relevant to a point on pop culture, but like you're not going to choose it.
Right. Yeah. What are other things that people, what are big things that people obsess over?
I mean, mine's sushi. I hate sushi and people love sushi.
People really do.
They like are like, oh, sushi. Like, we're going to go to this new place. Let's get sushi. Uh-huh. I don't get it.
I don't either.
I don't like sushi.
Ramen.
Yeah, ramen's another
I don't know why you pay $15 for a bowl of ramen.
When you can have it for like 75 cents and make it home.
Yeah, because I grew up eating, you know, ramen.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why do you go there? What's the big obsession? Like, people were suggesting that in Austin. They're like, there's a great ramen place. I was like, not going to go there.
You know, I don't even think I've ever had like fancy ramen.
I don't either.
I've definitely had the ramen. What's like the iconic one in the bowl? Bowl of ramen? Ramen soup?
Oh.
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. The cup of
soup. And the
cup
white with like orange lettering.
Yes.
You know
I know what
about.
You're saying.
Mm-hmm. I never had fancy ramen.
Yeah.
Like in a bowl and it's like $15.
Mm-mm. Nope.
That's a good one.
I just won't. I'm not going to do it.
Same way with sushi. Do you like sushi?
No.
Okay.
I don't like seafood. I have the, you know, I get the California rolls if they, or I guess that has a crab in it, but I get the veggie rolls if there is. And it's just like cucumber, carrots, avocado. And that's
See, I've
it.
Tried the, I've tried the veggie roll. That's when I tried to get on a sushi cake and I hate seaweed.
Oh,
I learned.
Really? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Not a fan of seaweed.
I don't know why. I just like the rice, how it's like sticky.
Mm-hmm.
That's really so good.
Well, and some people say they make them without seaweed, but I've yet to find any without seaweed. So if that ever happens, I will try it. But for now, do not understand the hype on sushi.
I don't either.
Let's see. What else is there? There's multiple. I had like so many and now they're all just like gone from my brain. Short-term memory loss. Dory moment.
Yeah. I guess mine is like shoes. Like the Air Force One and all those that I don't understand the hype.
On those.
Of what makes them so special. Or like the, what are Kanye's?
Oh, Yeezys.
Yeezys. What is the obsession with that? I don't even think they're good looking.
Yeah, Yeezys I don't find very attractive. I do think the Air Force Ones are cool.
Yeah, those are better. But like, I think it was the Yeezys.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I think they're kind of ugly. Sorry.
No, I'm with you. I don't think they're cute either. Like, I would never buy a pair. I also, like, I love the idea of the red heel, the Louis Vuittons.
Yeah, that's
I love the idea of them. Mm-hmm. But so many people I've seen post and are like, these are so uncomfortable. I'm like, why would I buy something that I would never wear?
I know, because usually things that are popular, they're really comfy.
Mm-hmm. Like you get them because everybody loves them for so many reasons.
Yeah. And you're like, OK, I'll pay that much because it's worth it. They're comfortable. But everyone that I hear, they're not comfortable.
Yeah. I think that the Louis Vuitton red bottoms and the Yeezys, I think the reason most people get them is because they're like a piece. They stay something by owning them.
Yeah.
I don't care. Listen, I'm buying like a $20 dress. That was the best part about this weekend is I had a lot of people compliment my dress. I'm like, thank you. It was $20.
You're like, you didn't have to say that because people would have thought it was probably really expensive.
I know, but
you know?
That was even more reason why I wanted to, because I'm like, guys, like they don't have to. And you and I, didn't we talk about this? Because I was like, I went shopping and I saw dresses for like $500 that I loved. I thought they were so cute. Uh-huh. But there is no way in my right mind could I ever spend that money.
No.
On a dress.
Nope.
Like a one time, maybe a few time dress. Mm-hmm. I don't understand. Even like the CMA ones that I wear and stuff, I rent them.
That's true. Because you're like, I'm going to wear this once and then what am I going to do with it? I'm not going to wear it again.
Like, of course I love it and I want to keep it, but like not for $700.
No.
I'll rent it for $100 and like I look really good. Cool for the night.
Mm-hmm. You know what? It's funny whenever anyone compliments things. Like, I'm like, thanks, TJ Maxx. And I'm like, why'd you have to go there? Like, why'd you have to go there? It's like a flex that you're like, I got it for a deal.
For like $10. Listen, I would rather flex that it's for a deal than be like, it's Gucci. Like, that's just not my energy.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's from Target and this is from Forever 21. Uh-huh. Leave me alone.
Yeah, seriously. It's so funny.
Yeah.
I think Bobby even complimented. It was like, it looked like a vintage sweatshirt. And he was like, oh, I love that. And I was like, thanks, TJ Maxx. He's like, you didn't have to say that. Like, I was just saying I liked it. You could just say thank you. I was like, oh, okay, yeah. I don't know why I said that either.
I think it's just that because most of the time, like, if somebody likes it, you're like, oh, like, if you want it, you can go get it.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
I think that's our Midwestern energy because I do the same thing.
Yeah.
It's very much just like, oh, yeah, like, I got it from here. Like, I'm not trying to gatekeep my life. I'm just like, here, like, you like it? Cool. And you don't, that's also cool.
Because sometimes you feel weird being like, hey, where'd you get that? So I'm like, I'm saving you the awkward asking.
Yeah.
By just saying, thanks, you know, Walmart.
Or my favorite is like the very girl thing that you do when you like you're wearing a dress or something. You're like, and somebody's like, oh, I love your dress. And I'm like, thanks, it has pockets.
Like, yeah.
We get so excited we get pockets.
I know. It's so convenient.
Yeah, they are. They're very convenient. So that was a thing. And we got started on that from things we obsess over. I was trying to figure out where we were at in this, our timeline of the best bits.
What are other things?
Yeah. I got nothing.
I don't either. No.
Like, I know so many coming into this podcast and I lost all of them.
No.
I do not remember. It's okay. You know what we're going to talk about is one thing that you don't understand.
And that is?
TV shows and movies.
Oh, okay. I'm checking out
here. Because I want to tell you something. So this is coming in because Lunchbox has a new business idea that involves country artists. And I'll just leave that there. I wanted to know. So I just started binge watching a show on Hulu called The Royals.
Okay.
And it's from several years ago. Mm-hmm. Like, not several. Probably like 6 or 7. And it was on E! For a long time. I need to know if you've ever watched a TV show and then realize you've already watched it before.
Oh, many times, probably.
Okay, so this is what happened to me. I like started watching Royals on Hulu. It's really good, by the way. Like, I love it. And I'm in the second season, and I had like an aha moment. I'd had some like deja vu, like, I feel like I know these characters. And then I had like some aha moment, and I'm like, holy crap, Morgan, you've watched this freaking show before, and you're just...
But you don't remember?
No, I don't remember like the whole part. I just remember like one very specific piece of it. Uh-huh. And it's like I blocked the whole show from my memory.
What in the world? No, a lot of times I do count on like Netflix for saying you've already watched this.
Right?
To tell me, because I honestly think I did that.
And I wonder if there's just so much to consume that like I've just consumed so much that I can't possibly remember all of these different plot lines or whatever.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But like an entire show that I just forgot that I watched once upon a time. I started watching it because like, oh, this looks good. I've never seen it.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's weird that it didn't even.
I was like, I started watching the trailer and I was like, oh, this looks like something I would watch.
So you must
have. I did watch it.
Maybe with the first time you watched it, you were just kind of, it was just in the background. You know, like you were like working or cleaning or, you know.
I mean, that's how I watch pretty much everything, Abby.
Well, that's true. But I was like, maybe you just really were not focusing.
I mean, maybe. But like, do you think, can you recall any like pinpoint of a show that you're like, oh, I definitely didn't realize I watched this before?
No, I actually just did this, Anatomy of a Scandal. Have you seen that?
Wait, is it called Scandal?
No, Anatomy of a Scandal.
Oh, that's like a different. That's like a full. Okay,
I think yeah.
Well, there's something called Scandal, so I know it's like a big TV show.
But I don't know when this one came out because I know I've watched it twice, but I don't think it was that long ago. So I'm like, I'm having issues in my brain.
Forgot. This is like a recent rewatch.
It's not like it was like 5 years ago or 10. This was recent. There's something happening in my brain.
Don't you like love when yourself? You're like, oh, I found like a good thing for me to watch, and you're like, well, no crap. You already watched it.
Yeah. I think I watched it when it first came out, but now I need to look at when it did. You haven't seen that though? I've seen something you haven't.
I don't think so. What's it, but is it like thriller murder-esque? Because listen, those are not my vibe. Uh-uh. Anatomy of a Scandal Netflix. Let's see. Let's see. Oh, is this like,
you would really like it.
I feel like I would like it.
Oh, wait, but it's 2022, so it was last year that it came out. So I probably watched it when it first came out.
And then you just rewatched it recently? Yours is even worse. At least mine had like 6 years in between.
That's weird, unless I'm having deja vu or something. No, I did. No, I watched it again because I was like, ooh, this looks good. And then I was like, no, I've seen all of this.
Okay, so it's not weird.
So it does happen.
No, I don't think it's our brains, Abby. I think we've just had too much to consume, and we don't realize that we've already consumed certain things.
Yeah. I don't consume very much.
Okay, listen, I'm trying to give a lot of life. Unless you want to go to a brain doctor.
Might need to do that or get more sleep.
This does look good, though. This looks super interesting.
I really think you would like it.
Sophie's privileged life as the wife of a powerful politician, James, unravels when scandalous secrets surface and he stands accused of a shocking crime.
Yeah, don't dun, give
dun,
it away.
Dun, 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 dun. What's dun, it, dun,
Hannah? No, it's so good that I watched it twice in 1 year. And I want to watch it again.
Did you like it the second time?
Yes, I loved it. All right, it was even better.
See, I'm liking the Royals. And I'm like, oh, I already watched it, but like, I'm still going to keep watching the rest of it. It has 4 seasons.
Yeah.
Why not?
Exactly.
But you make me feel better about myself, though, because I really felt like, dang, I'm an idiot.
No, now I feel like an idiot. If mine was, you gave yourself 6 years.
Fair. I will say, I did watch something new for the very first time, genuinely for the first time, that I really liked. I love the sci-fi stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm all about Ready Player One. Upload on Amazon was a great show. I'm like a Free Guy. Those type of movies and those vibes are like my favorite of all time. Mm-hmm. And so on our way to Austin, I watched the first Pacific Rim. And then on the way back, I watched the second Pacific Rim.
Yeah.
And they were so good.
Were they?
I loved them.
How many are there?
Two of them. There's just two. And maybe they come out with, they ended the second one. Like there could be a third one and maybe it's close enough. These aren't like super old. They're in like the last 5 years, I think. So I think they could come out with a third one, but I loved them. They're like right up my alley. Are they like, they reminded me of Transformers, which is another movie series. Like, especially when people question my nerdness, just listen to me right now. Like I am a huge nerd. I loved these for like the sci-fi experience of them and the way that they like kind of, they were reminded me of Transformers in a sense. And that's one of my favorite movie series. But so if you're looking for something to watch and you like sci-fi, I don't think Abby's going to be watching this. But if you're out there and you like sci-fi and you like the kind of things I'm talking about and you haven't seen Pacific Rim, like, are they the best of all time? No, but they'll still give you that little itch that you got to scratch for some sci-fi technology action-based movie.
Got, you know, I did watch two movies on the way and coming back from Austin.
What did you watch?
So I watched Whitney Houston on the way there.
Yes. You had told me that.
So freaking good. So good. Because it just
has. Didn't you
cry? What?
Didn't you cry? Didn't you tell me you were crying from that? You're like a little teary eyed.
No, the guy next to me was crying. Remember?
Oh, I do remember that. But I thought you were teary eyed. Like, I thought it made you kind of sad.
Well, it is sad. Like her story, how it unfolds that she like had such a bright future and then like getting married to this guy and it just went all downhill and drugs and all that, so that was sad.
Yeah,
I mean, she was really young. She was in her 48, I think, and like she had a daughter and everything. Like that was sad. But I just love movies that have like the music in it, like, because I love all her songs, and so she like sang all of them, and it was just, that was really good. Then on the way back, I watched Deepwater Horizon. It was about like the oil spill.
Oh,
like the BP oil spill. Like, it was very like action. Like, it exploded in the middle of the ocean, and they have to figure out how to get
it. Real?
Out.
Like, was it a documentary?
Yeah, it's based on a true story.
Oh, okay, so it's one, I love it, based on a true story movies.
Yes, like, it was so good. Like, I love movies like that are, like, real. Like, that's why I can't get into the sci-fi.
Because they're not real?
Right. Like, I need it to be, like, a real storyline. But this one was really good.
See, you like living in real life. I like living in fantasy. That's what I picked up on that.
That's the difference. Yep, yeah, that is the difference.
Okay, what we got to give our ratings. What do you give the Whitney Houston movie?
Ooh, 4 out of 5.
4 out of 5. Okay.
Whitney's.
Okay.
Microphones.
Okay. And then what about Deepwater Horizon?
Yeah, that was, I would say 4 also. 4 out of 5.
4 out of 5.
Oil spills.
Dang.
They were so good.
Okay.
Maybe because I don't watch many movies to like compare it to, but I really like them. Like, I wanted to come home and watch Deepwater Horizon again.
I do like watching movies on repeat. I'm that weird person. Really? I'll watch them again.
Okay. Because mm-hmm. that's how I am with Bridesmaids. You know that movie?
Yeah.
That's how I am. Every time it's on TV, I will watch it because it's so hilarious.
I feel like you have to have some of those movies that you just love to put on, though.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't, you may be a little psycho. You gotta have cover.
And then mine's Halloween.
That one's weird. You still don't understand
now, yeah.
Yep, you got a little bit of it in you. Abby, it's okay. It's okay. I still accept you. This is a weird balance we got going there. Okay, let's see. The first Pacific Rim, I give a 4.5 out of five.
Wow.
Brain melding.
What? Wait, what?
I don't know how to explain it. Brain melting is what they kind of called it. I know.
Oh.
Sci-fi, man.
Then I have no idea what it's about.
And then I give the second one, because the second ones are never as good as the first one. I give it a 3.5 out of five monsters.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was going to watch one of those on the way back, but I saw the other one instead.
The Pacific Rim?
Yeah.
You should watch it. I think you would still like it.
Really good. Yeah.
It's a little bit more real life than not, because it's like, it's the idea that an alien species invades and they're like, how would they handle it? Which is kind of crazy to think about, because the whole time I was sitting there, I'm like, dang, we really don't know what we would do.
Oh, see, then I could probably do that. Yeah.
So okay, I'll try that. This one you could potentially watch. But I know I give you an assignment and it's like a year later that you finally watch it. So
hey,
I'm not holding my breath.
Okay, before the next podcast, I will watch it.
Okay.
For sure.
Deal.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
We had Dr. Lori on this week, who evaluated Eddie's stuff that he thought was like super valuable. And listen, I love Eddie. What in the world possessed him to be like, I have these glass bottles and they're valuable?
I have no idea. I saw them sitting there and I was like, wait, what is this? Why would he ever think that?
I don't know.
Did we talk about glass being valuable?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think he just thought he had had them for so long. People assume that when something's old, it's valuable. No. I don't think that is... Those two do not necessarily go together.
No.
But I think he did.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Glasses? But glass? Okay.
Glass. So his glasses got... Uh-huh. Not like glasses, seeing glasses. Like glasses that you'd put drinks in.
Yeah.
So we got that evaluated. Do you have anything you own that you think is super valuable or could be valuable?
You know what I do have is, well, my grandpa gave me like gold coins.
Ooh, yes.
About 10 years ago. And so I'm just going to hold on to them. But I feel like, well, they are gold. So whatever the
price of gold. Price of gold. Did learn that because Eddie had a silver coin, mm-hmm. which is like it all matters on the price of gold, which is crazy to think about because you could have something now that's not worth anything. But then like 20 years later, if for whatever reason, like silver or gold spikes, uh-huh. it could be worth hundreds.
Uh-huh. I also have a lot of Barbies. Mm. I don't know if those are ever, did we ever hear if those are worth a lot? Did she say anything
I think
about
she
that?
Said it depended on the Barbies, kind of like the Beanie Babies, very yeah. similar in that like I had to have very specific things. That's the most interesting about it, is they also have to be in like mint condition mm-hmm. and they gotta have like, especially like if you had Barbies that are like in the box and they were a special edition, like I think there was like a Beanie Baby, there was like a Princess Diana Beanie mm-hmm. Baby, and if you had that in mint condition it was worth a lot.
I know I have similar. That one too. I have Beanie Babies too.
Same, trust me, my parents' storage unit, they never got rid of anything.
That's how mine are. Mm-hmm. Like everything, I'm like, no, you never know mm-hmm. what is gonna.
And I'm very, I've always given them a hard time, but I'm very thankful for it now, especially because a lot of the clothes are like coming back in style. I'm like, Mom, what you got in your closet?
Does she still have her clothes?
Some of them, yeah.
Oh my gosh, because I asked my mom, she's like, I got rid of all of it. I was like, but all of that is now back in style. Mm-hmm. She's like, I wish I would have kept it because I could probably wear it.
Exactly. So she does still have a lot. And that's why. So that's her excuse now for everything. She's like, it's going to come back in style in like 10 years. So just keep it. And I'm like, okay, but we can't keep everything.
Yeah. Well, I'm running out of space.
Yes. So, yes, I'm with you on those.
What else is there? Ninja Turtles. Is that going to be
you collected
thing?
Ninja Turtles?
Yeah.
Like what well, of the ninja? I watched it, but I never like got into Ninja Turtles.
Like action figures. I don't know. My brother collected all that. Like okay. action figures, like wrestlers, WWE wrestlers, and what? Batman, and just.
Wasn't there like a G.I. Joe?
Yeah, probably that. Like all of that figure? Stuff that I really didn't care about, but we do have it. Oh. So.
Well, and it's your brother's, so you probably want to hold on to it for a while, mm-hmm. I would imagine.
Yes.
And that makes sense.
Yeah, we'll probably never get rid of this.
Yeah, no, and you shouldn't. I mean, there's certain things that you should always hold on to, and like you can pass down, and it's really cool to have like generational, like. Something to pass down.
Yes, that's also the reason that I keep everything. I'm like, what? Then my kids, they can have toys that I played with.
Which is really funny to think about, though, because, like, let's be honest. When we do have kids,
they're not going to want them.
They're going to be like, I want the new toy. Like, what's the new toy that they just saw on TV? Especially, like, with social media. Uh-huh. They'd be like, oh, that new TV. I want that.
Right. Like, they'll maybe want, like, one doll, but they're not going to want this entire collection.
No.
Yeah, they'll be like, I want this. I don't even know what's cool right now for kids mm-hmm. toys, but it's sure not.
Oh, and it changes all the time.
We have.
There are some, like my niece is really into Polly Pockets, which is something that I played with a lot growing up.
Polly Pockets. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Do you think that's going to be worth a lot? I doubt it.
Well, no, they got rid of mine. I had a whole, Abby, I had probably a collection as big as a table. What? I loved Polly Pockets.
Yeah.
That is all I played with for several years. Like I loved them. I still to this day, like if I had that collection, I would probably still play with it. I love Polly Pocket. And I would play all the games online that they came out with or whatever. But yeah, it got accidentally sold in one of our garage sales.
Oh no!
So somebody out there is having a heyday with my Polly Pocket collection.
I hope they're having fun.
I hope so too, because I really curated a really great collection.
Dang!
Yeah, it was a bummer.
That is
I was
a
sad.
Bummer.
It was in this very leopard case. Like I even had cases for it. That's how many I had. I loved Polly Pocket. Mm-hmm.
Man, I think I have a few, but I don't think I had like a full-on collection like that. That's cool, though.
But it's cool to see my niece playing with them now. I'm like, dang, this is like full circle, it feels uh-huh. like. It is cool to watch that, but yeah. not very often. I don't think that happens with old toys.
I don't think so.
But Barbies have stayed around. Uh-huh. Polly Pockets did. Furbies didn't. We had Furbies. A lot of Furbies.
Furbies are weird.
They're like, creepy.
They're so weird. Like their eyes. Uh-huh. Just the whole thing about them. Do they talk or move?
Their eyes did. Remember, their eyes would like blink and their kind of like little ears would go.
Yeah.
We always had the big ones that we'd buy, but then we'd always get the little ones in the McDonald's Happy Meals.
Oh, yeah. Those are cute.
Yep. So we also have all of our toys from the Happy Meals. My mom kept all of those.
Really?
There's like a bin of our Happy Meal toys. And those actually maybe were something because they're very vintage.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Like what is one? I'm trying to think what's an example of one of the toys.
I mean, it was always relevant to pop culture. So if you think about it, like the mini Furbies or like they had mini action figures for different things. It just depended on whatever was going on at the time. Gosh. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to have to, when I go home, maybe for Christmas or whatever, I'll have to like show some of the bins of things that we have. It's crazy.
Do it. Uh-huh. Yeah. See, that kind of stuff is what needs to be brought in, not little glass. Sorry, Eddie. I'm just like, I don't know where he got that would be worth a lot, but hey.
Was there something like as a kid that you ever collected and you're like, oh, this is really cool? And then you look back and you're like, why did I collect that?
Okay, this is probably weird, but I used to love to play store, like on a cash register.
Yeah.
You know? And so I seriously collected cash registers. Like, I even got that for my birthday. I got like a legit one for my grandpa.
But so how many cash registers did you have?
I probably have like 7 now. I still have them. Like all different kinds. I had a Barbie one, like what was my first one, and it would like scan, you know, like yeah. It would like pretend scan, mm-hmm. and it had like money you could put into it, and they just got more advanced like every year. Like every year I got a new cash register.
That's and would play store. Crazy.
Yeah, and then I got one that was red like Target, and then it had the little beep, beep. I don't know. So weird.
That's funny.
Did you not do that?
No, I loved it. We just played like an invisible. It was like grocery store or like grow ups, like where you like act like you're married or whatever. So stupid.
Yeah, that
you'd be
yeah.
on like the playground and you're like playing, I'm married to him. Like, no, he's mine.
And like, then you have what? Kids. Like,
yes. You have kids too. The little baby dolls that act as the children. Yes.
That's hilarious.
So like house, played house.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what it's called. Not family. Played house. Uh-huh. But yeah, house more than store though. But I like store better because it's more fun.
I know. And then I also was like a teacher. And I had a fake class. So I had like a chalkboard on my wall. And I would always ask my first grade teacher, I was like, hey, can you make like 20 copies of our assignment so I can take it home to my class? And I would like act like I'm a teacher. And I remember getting mad at them like for talking.
You're just, like, fake. To all the invisible things.
I'm like, hey, I'm writing you up, John. It was so weird. Like, it's so funny. I was a kid. You just have this like imagination.
Yeah. I wish we all had like that imagination still, though, because it was so fun.
I know. It was just like that innocent. Mm-hmm. Like, you're easily amused also. Like, you don't need technology to keep you preoccupied. Like, yes. I was just downstairs by myself, like all day, just teaching this fake class. I'm like, you know the answer, Julie? That's wrong.
How many times do you think our parents were like, my kid is losing their mind because like they talk to all these invisible things?
Yes. I think about that a lot. I'm like, man, my parents probably thought I was insane.
You know, hey, speaking of the insane thing, the dream that I have. So I'm assuming you wanted to be a teacher or a cash register like
yes.
person.
I still want to be a cashier. I still do. I keep saying that. I'm like, at some point in my life.
Wait, when you were a server, why didn't you do the to go?
I wonder that. No, I was like, why didn't I work at like Target or something over being a server? I would have enjoyed it so much more. I still wonder that to this day. I think I wanted tips. But I didn't get big tips, so it didn't matter.
You're like, I wanted to make the money?
Yes, but I go through, but I always do the self-checkout.
So that fulfills your little itch scratch.
I literally love it. It's so fun.
20 years from now, we're going to see Abby in a Walmart or Target store.
That is going to be me. How are you today? Did you find everything okay?
Honestly, there's not many times I'd be like, I can see it, but I could see
and because I have a red sweatshirt.
You are wearing
right
red right now. That doesn't help.
So I could go to I'm a Target employee.
You are right now. there's photos of me. I would line up all my animals. I love stuffed Aww. Animals. I loved leopards and I love monkeys. Mm-hmm. And I had multiples of them. And I would line them all up and I would sing to them.
That is so cute.
There are picture evidence of that happening. And I thought that I was a star. Me and my hairbrush and all my animals.
I love that.
Uh-huh. That's why I wanted to be a singer.
And
don't ask me.
They loved it.
My animals did love it. They thought I was a star.
See? That's all that matters.
They did. But I also collected, every time we travel, you know when you like, somebody comes up with an idea of like something you want to get from each place you go? Do not ask me why. I loved playing cards. Like whenever we'd get babysat, I'd always play cards with my babysitters. Like I'd play war and I loved card mm-hmm. games and I still do. I still love board games and everything. But every time we'd go to a place, I'd collect cards from each place.
Playing cards?
Yes.
You just have all these decks of cards?
Yeah. And they're like from Jamaica or like California. And I'm like, I have a whole like gallon storage bag of playing cards and there's like mini versions and then there's Aww. Huge versions. And I'm like, why on earth did anybody allow me to collect playing cards? Why? I don't even know where they are at this point. I'm sure they're somewhere in our storage unit.
That is like really random. Like, oh my why? God. Because it's not like
of all the things that I could have chosen to collect.
Yeah. Because it's not like cards. They're on display. Like,
no.
I like to buy shot glasses sometimes, yeah. You know. And I used to do like the penny, the smash penny.
Yes, those were cool. Those machines were cool.
Yeah, but like playing cards. It's
don't
cute.
Ask me. And it became a thing. Like, I'm not kidding you. I have at least probably 25 of them from like just different places we'd go.
Yeah.
And I every time it'd be like my mission. I'd be like, okay, I got to get my playing cards. Like, I would never let anybody play with them either. Like,
you're like, don't mess them up. Thank you. They can't be bent.
Like, sorry, mom and dad, that I made them spend money on these souvenirs that I never used.
You know what you could do almost at this point? You take one from each deck and now you can just put it all into one deck.
True.
Or like two, because you have like half. So yeah. You could do two from each one and now you just have one deck of
full
cards.
Deck and then yeah. Get rid of all the rest.
I mean, you could. But now you don't want to get rid of it because you.
That's a great idea. That's a way to like salvage those. Because genuinely, they're never going to... I'm not... Yeah. Abby, there's mini ones. They're the size of my palm is how many... Like, what was I thinking?
I don't know. Yeah. Yeah, what are you going to do? But yeah, if you want to... That's a good idea. You know?
You had a good idea.
Hey!
Great idea.
There we go.
I like it. Well, we're coming in at the number one spot. We had Dan and Shay on the show this week. And they shared a lot of life updates for us. You got any, like, life updates going on right now you want to talk about?
Mm-hmm. Not really. My brother's birthday is today, May 19th. He'd be 37. And so, yeah, it's just been kind of like hard because I was looking at pictures, you know, and the last time I actually talked to him was his birthday 2 years ago. And so it's just sometimes weird because we've had like so much going on and like so many fun moments that it's like when I am alone and it like sinks in, like it's like really hard. Like I cried a lot last night. Like my eyes are kind of like puffy. And it's sometimes you feel like you're putting on an act, you know, that you have to be like happy all the time. And of course, I don't really show those moments on social media. And so I just like, I don't know, just if anyone else is like going through it, it's like, it's okay to be happy and have joy and grieve at the same time. Because, yeah, I don't know.
I mean, yeah, it's super powerful to feel that way. And I can't imagine what that must feel like for you. You know, I'm not even going to try and pretend to know what that's like, but I sympathize and I can see it in your voice and how you're talking and how that feels. And I think grief is so much associated with time, mm-hmm. but it's like time never really makes it any better. It just puts space in between it.
Right.
You know, everybody's always like when you grieve something, it's like time heals everything. I don't think it heals anything. I think it just genuinely puts space in between what happened
mm-hmm.
that you can at least start to like move in steps in a different direction. It's not like you move forward and it's not like you have healed from it. It's like it's always there. You just have space from it.
Yeah.
Is really more what time does.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like that's probably where you're at. It's like there's space there, but that's also why like the anniversaries and the moments where it comes up and the memories are always going to be hard. And they mm-hmm. should be, because, you know, my greatest thing that when I talked to my mom about, like, and it's not anywhere near the same, but like for my mom, it was when she lost our family dog last year. And we just dealt with the first anniversary of that.
Mm.
And you look at it in a perspective of like, how cool is it that I'm so sad because I had something so big of love in mm-hmm. my life, and not a lot of people get to experience that, but it feels very twisted to feel that way, right? You're like,
yeah,
I should feel so happy that I had so much love and this whole connection and this thing that feels so important. But it's like, why? I don't want to feel happy about it. I want to feel sad about it.
Yeah, it's so weird. It's like you're trying to convince yourself to feel a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're kind of in denial that, but it's like, if you don't look at it that way, then it's going to like eat you alive, basically. If you don't have a different perspective and know that it was a good thing, then yeah, you'll just be depressed. And you don't want, and they wouldn't want that either.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like they would want you to be living and have these good memories and not be sad. So,
and remember
yeah.
the good things
yeah.
about what all of that was.
Uh-huh.
But it is, grief is like this crazy monster that, it could, like, I mean, you know, we see news stories of like people dying of broken hearts, and I wholeheartedly believe that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could just allow yourself to kind of drift away if you didn't take care of yourself after grief happens and after you go through something.
Yeah. And like, that's why I think my mom visits so much, because I know, I mean, like my parents, they're struggling with it, obviously, because they loved him so much. And so I try to give them like as much as I can and like happy and fun moments and memories, because I know how hard it is. So I think that's why like she visits all the time. She's going to come for CMA Fest too. So,
but it's good for both of you guys, mm-hmm. because it's, you know, there is no silver lining of it. But it is that it's brought you guys closer to spend more time together and understand the value of life. You know, mm-hmm. I think when you, especially as you get older, you just realize that it really is moving as fast as everybody says it does. And you're like, how? And how is this already happening? How has this already happened in this moment? And you're like, well, it's not far from me. And you start to think of a whole lot of things.
Yes.
And so at least it's given you guys the perspective of we need to spend more time together now.
Uh-huh. No, that is 100%. Yes. And that's why even like the travel thing, how it's like, oh, I'll do it later. It's like we take it for granted so much that we have a later. It's like we're not guaranteed anything. Mm-hmm. We can't like take our time for granted and be like, oh, it's OK. I'll get to it. Or, you know, I'll talk to this person later. It's like, why don't you treat it like you don't? And like call them now, you know, tell them things, because there's a lot of things I wish I would have told him then that I never did. And that also really bothers me. That's something that bothers me all the time. Like, why didn't I say this? Why didn't I do this? So it's just like a reminder to like live a different way and like focus on what really matters in the moment.
Do you ever at least like kind of write those things down so you feel like you can kind of tell him wherever he may be? Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like it's kind of a letter to him.
I should write them down. I do that a lot in the car. You know, when I'm driving just like out in the country or something, like I like talk to him. And what's really weird about that is when I'm driving, I turn it on the classic rock station because he loved classic rock. And his favorite band was Metallica. And then like a song comes on, a Metallica song. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like that gets me. I'm just like, he's here like listening. It's so weird. And stuff like that. It's like the signs that Amy talks about all the time. Yeah. Like that is when I believe in signs. Because I'm like, what are the odds that that song would come on right now? Like, I feel like he's like saying, you know, it's going to be okay. So.
When I think, you know, we joke about the signs and stuff a lot, but I think signs are a way for people who are grieving to feel connected.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, like, I feel for Amy, I feel for you, especially if you feel those and experience those, because that's your way of connecting to them. Like, the physical being of them isn't here anymore. And so you found, like, a physical thing that is here
mm-hmm.
that does allow you to connect with them. And I think that's beautiful. Because it's so cool. We don't understand life. We don't understand how it works. We like to think we do. We don't.
Right.
You know? So, like, if that helps you feel connected to them, especially somebody that you've lost and you loved so dearly, who am I to say that didn't happen?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, wholeheartedly, yes. And I hope you keep getting the million and one signs that allow you to have those moments. Because I do think it's real. I think it's very real. Those feelings you get are very real. So... yeah. And I bet he's going to do it even more. He's going to keep playing rock songs everywhere you go.
I know. Yeah. It's weird how that stuff happens. It really does. And like when I went to, where was it? Was it Luke Combs concert, I think? Or Kane Brown. One of them. They sang Simple Man, a cover of it. And that was like his song. You know, it like described him perfectly. And so I was like, in moments like that too, I'm just like, he's here. So it's stuff like that that I guess is comforting. But it's still sad at the same time because you're like, oh, I wish he was here.
It is. But. It's a very... grief is very twisted, and that's the best way to describe it, because it is on no level does anybody understand grief mm-hmm. and what it does to people. So,
right.
You know, I feel for you right now, and I happy birthday to him.
I know.
I think
happy
it's
birthday.
Still important to celebrate the happy birthdays and the times that stuff you guys would have done and yeah. things that you wish you could have done with him. You still do them. You do them with your parents, and it's like those are the moments he'll be with you and he'll come along for the ride.
I know. Thank you.
Yeah.
But yeah. So that's what's going on in my life. Just, you know, there's ups and downs. So, but that's life, I guess. You know, it's not always ups.
That's of course. True. Well, you know what?
But,
to make you smile and to
yes.
end this on like a happy note, I want to. So my sister, it's a very known thing that I don't speak very well sometimes. I mess up my words.
It is. I'm just kidding.
I mess up my words or I say things the wrong way. It's just part of my personality at this point. But she sent me an article and I just have to like read some of these with you. It says the article is 20 people who had a really hard time with the English language.
Oh. Could you relate to all of these?
Honestly, I just laughed so hard. She's like, she's texted it to me. And she was like, I hope this makes you smile as much as it made me. Because she's a speech pathologist, which is the hilarious irony of everything.
Oh, that's so funny and ironic. Yes.
Yes. And funny. I literally texted her back. I said, these are my people. Like, I feel these people. So somebody tweeted, F, what's the name for raw toast? I'm telling you, these will make you laugh.
Yes.
What did you get to eat last night? And somebody goes, shrimps camping. I don't know how to spell it.
Shrimps camping. Oh my gosh. Hilarious.
It said, a German man just came into the pub and tried to ask for of course I try to say that, cutlery, like forks and stuff, but ended up saying, I need some food weapons. And I will now be referring to them by nothing else. This is like it looks like a thread from Reddit. Maybe it says, I'm at a dentist. Teeth man. Trying to say dentist. These are great.
Yeah.
And somebody had to write marshmallows for like a grocery store tag.
Oh God.
And it says mashamoella.
But I think I would do that too though.
Right? And then this one is, anyone else here like pizza? Pizza. Pizza. Peter. Pester. Pizza, triangle food with topping.
This is so you.
How funny are these? Like, am I wrong?
Everybody? No, they are definitely hilarious because I can see like this goes on in your brain.
But yes, right? Like you can't tell me none of this has ever happened for you where you're like, dang, I forgot that word.
Oh, all that. Yes.
And you I'm not clever enough to come up with other things. I just forget things entirely.
See, that's why I was like, man, these are very clever. That doesn't come to mind. I just skip it because I get annoyed. I'm like, well, you know what I mean?
Yep. That's me. This one is, I forgot what the word's expiration date were and just asked for the statute of limitations on this milk.
Okay, that one's funny.
Did you go to the liquid zoo where you can walk inside? You mean aquarium? Yes, it's an aquarium, not a liquid zoo.
I've never heard of liquid zoo, but I like it. I actually do like
that. I will now
one.
Use liquid zoo and food weapons my whole life. Oh man. What's your major? Communication. This is a text thread. What's your major? Communications. Yours? I'm doing biology. I want to be a pedestrian. A what? Like, I want to be a doctor for kids. A podiatrist.
Wait.
He wrote pedestrian instead of pediatrician. And I was about to say,
but you said podiatrist.
I was about to say a foot one.
Yeah.
God, the P's really get me, man. This is why I'm laughing. I'm like these people. Pediatrician is what he was trying to say, but he said pedestrian.
Podiatrist.
And then somebody spelled croissant in Google as Quasont.
Croissant. Oh, yeah. My gosh. Mm-hmm. What is, there's one that's a text one I'm not going to be able to think of. What is it? I don't know. Have you seen it?
Which one?
But it's like that where
it's like these. This
yes.
is hilarious. I literally have tears in my eyes.
Yes. I'm not going to think of what
this
it is.
This one says, meant to say hold on for a second and give me a minute to a customer. And it came out as hold me for a second.
hold me for a second.
This one's a tweet. Honesty hour. Last night I couldn't remember the word for trombone. So I said big brass slide whistle. I love people. This is a sign of humanity that I love.
Yes, same. Mm-hmm. Like, it's hilarious. We're not perfect, and mm-hmm. we don't know what we're saying. <I don't know. laughs> Oh my gosh! Is there another one?
This one is hilarious. This is from Reddit, and it's somebody writing the question: how do you spell? And they spell. They're trying to spell pharmaceutical, and they spelled it farm F A R M A S E. W-D-I-C-K-E-L.
Oh my.
Pharmaceutical. And the person writes, the dictionary isn't helping me. When I Google it, it shows no results. I want to text my mom that I want to try therapy and other natural things before I try pharmaceutical meds. And somebody just responds the one word, pharmaceutical. But it literally looks like farm as a diggle is what the word spells out to look like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is great. Okay. These are my people.
They are hilarious. Mm-hmm.
I love them. So
I'm trying to find this one, but I can't find it.
Okay, what is the relation? Because I may have said it before and I might be able to.
Well, that's the thing. It's like when they're saying, oh, I really don't know. I'm really trying to find it.
I bet there's a lot more of these and I bet people have had these moments. It's just nobody likes to share them online. And I'm glad all these people did for the sanctity of me feeling connected to them.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, no, I can't find it.
You're gonna find it and just post it on Instagram story. Okay. We'll make sure we talk about it.
I like yeah, it. Yeah, I will. Yeah. Any other updates for you? Life updates?
I think it was a few weeks ago. I had Eddie on. It might have been last weekend. And we talked about Bumble Premium, and I decided to buy it for a week.
No, you didn't. Hold on. Tell me. What's that mean?
Listen, I didn't want to buy it because it's so expensive. And then it like popped up and it was like, you can try it for $5 for a week. And I was like, oh, I'll try it for $5. Before I didn't want to try it. It was like $30 yeah. for a week.
Oh, why
not doing that? But let me tell you, it's more confusing because now I'm just, I have 3,950 likes to go through.
Oh, I'm so overwhelmed. What? So it just means you get unlimited?
No, You can see who all liked you.
Oh!
And then you can choose to like swipe on them and it's an immediate connection instead of going to the main page where it's like you're swiping right or left.
Yeah. Oh, that's
I have 3,950.
Hold on, I do have a question though. When they like you, are they in your parameters or are they just anybody? Like, they have to be within a certain, you know,
they still
you
have
want?
To be within parameters unless they're using travel mode. Some people, if they bought like full blown premium, you can do travel mode and you can be anywhere. I don't know why people do that, by the way. Like, I don't understand. But
I mean, like in the age range and everything, like it's still,
they're
what
still
you're
in my parameters.
Okay, that's
yes.
good. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. You're seeing a lot of 30-year-olds because I'm trying, at least a little bit. I do my age and then like, I think it's to like 37.
Okay.
I think is what I did. And that was like the max.
Yeah.
But yeah. And like, so if I hit on any single one of these, it would immediately connect because they already liked me. So now I have to either decide yes or no.
So you have.
So basically I have a curated like swipe page.
Oh, I don't know if I like that. Do you like that?
I don't really know. It feels very overwhelming. Because every time I like do a few of them, there's more that pops up, and I'm like, ah.
Have you been on any dates?
No.
Oh, you haven't?
Listen. I started talking with a guy yesterday, and I learned that he was living between here and Indianapolis, and I was like, sir, you did not expose that. You did not expose. You did not.
Okay.
What is the word? You did not.
No, I don't.
What is the? You know what I'm trying to say.
Up front, you didn't like
disclose.
Disclose.
You did not, it was the same. You did not disclose this information when I swiped with you.
Why do they do that?
I don't know.
Like you're gonna find out later, and it makes it worse. Just say it up front.
Yeah. I'm not trying to be somebody's tour guide when they first move here.
Yeah, ain't nobody got time for that.
I got a lot of icks at this point. I'm about to turn 30. I got a lot of icks. Okay, like. It's hard to find one. I do have a decent amount that I've swiped right on, but like there's just a decent amount that like when I get to the point of talking to them, I'm like, ick.
Yeah.
I'm still going through that phase. There hasn't been anybody that's like popped out unicorn wise that I'm like, this is worth going on dates for.
Then it's
not even
not.
Worth texting, honestly.
Then it's, yeah. That's good that you know that though, because a lot of people you waste so much time just being like, oh, I'll try it out or, you know, or I'm bored. I'll just talk to them. No.
There's one thing I will not do. It is when I'm bored or lonely, I will not date today because I will go on dates because I know that I need to be putting myself out there mm-hmm. and I need to like broaden my horizon, but I will not date because I'm lonely or bored because every time I think about that, I'm like, nah, because I'd rather be bored and lonely than be dealing with some man yelling at me for who knows what because I decided to date the wrong dude.
Boom. Can we just say mic drop on that, please? Oh, my gosh. Same.
Or be getting cheated on. You know, like, there's a lot of variables on that side. So.
Oh, yeah. I'd so much rather be lonely.
Yeah.
And bored.
Yeah.
Than any of the other stuff that they're wasting my time for.
Exactly. You know? So that's why, as of right now, nobody's been unicorned enough that I've been wanting to go on a date.
Good. Well, I mean, you know what I mean.
It's I'm not sure.
No, I didn't mean good, but I'm glad you're not just going out on with everybody. But I believe it is happening soon.
Thank you.
Believe it.
Can you manifest that for me? Because I'm tired.
I am. When you least expect it. Oh, I hate that line.
I was going to say, Abby, I'm about to punch you in the face.
I'm sorry. I hate that line.
All right. Well, tell the people where they can find you. I hear you, all that stuff. We are finished.
On Instagram, abby.anderson1_. And on Twitter, singinabby.
All the names. I am at WebWorldMorgan on all the things. And of course, The Bobby Bones Show. You can follow us everywhere. We got YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. And yes, I oversee all of them. There's a lot of them. But go follow both of those. Go to BobbyBones.com for some fun photos from iHeart Country Festival and just a lot of cool content. But Abby, Thanks for hanging out with me.
I had so much fun.
Good luck this weekend watching the animals in my house.
Yeah, I'll let you know how it goes.
I'm so excited.
It'll be great.
Hazel's going to make you fall in love with cats. You already love Remy, so yes. It'll be great.
It will.
I'm going to manifest that. You can manifest that I find a man, and I will manifest that things go great this weekend with the animals.
And that I end up loving cats, because yes. I've never said that in my life.
I have faith. I believe in it. I don't believe in a lot of things. I'm believing in you right now and the fact that you will love cats.
Okay, right back at you on the man. So,
all right. Bye, everybody. Have a good weekend.
Bye. Yes, Bobby Bones.
Hey, guys. You know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back. Plus, no payments for 90 days and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Because there's nothing like a weekend pause with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.